little bit of light on me, please. A little bit of light, a little bit of light. Welcome to the Rose. Welcome to the Rose on this beautiful 4th of July weekend. I keep clapping because you people were smart enough to come to the best Independence Day celebration in the country rather than going and losing all your money in an Indian casino like the rest of those schmucks. And I don't know because I'm a schmuck and I was playing at Pachanga last night, and you think that once in a while you go to an Indian casino and they'd be dressed like Indians, but oh no, it's just like Vegas. They're wearing suits and they're bored, and I just want them to wear some sort of ancient shaman, I don't know, pit boss tribal tuxedo, you know. And I was sitting there and I was playing blackjack, and I get a 9 and a 5, and the dealer's got a 7. I got a 14. I don't know what to do. And then I look at the shaman pit boss guy, and he starts to go into a chant. Hey, 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 hey. And then he hands me a petrified wooden label made from the ancient ones. And I drank from a boiling mushroom concoction. And then reality broke away, and I was out there running free with the elk and the deer. I was an elk and a deer. And I was running in a crystal redwood emerald forest. And then suddenly I turned into a centaur. And then I replaced Robert Goulet in the National Touring production of Camelot. Swear to God, this is a true story. Then the next thing I know, the ground breaks away, and underneath me is a swirling bright light, and these two hands reach in and pull me out of the abyss, and it's the woman I love with all my heart, and I look in her eyes, and she kisses me, and the wind blows strong, turning us both into sand. And then suddenly I was back in my chair, covered in sweat, and I yelled out, "Hit me!" Yeah, man, and the dealer gave me a 7, that's 21, and then the dealer, yeah, man, and then the dealer turned over 7, that's 16, takes a hit, that's 26, busted the ancient pit boss shaman, leans in and says two words,
"Breakfast comped."
Friends, a lot of you people don't realize this, but I am a scientist of the mind, and I have studied many, many things. I have read the Bible, I have read the Koran, I have read the Torah, I have read the Secret, I have read the Power, I have read the 11 of Missing Laws of the Secret, I have read the Traveling Gaga of the Yahoo Sisterhood, I have read Deepak Chopra. Now they all got some really cool things to say, so I took some of their cool things with my own cool things, I put them together and I put out my own self-help book, and it's called, Hey, Let's Do Some Cocaine. Hold on a second, I didn't say let's do a lot of cocaine. The book's not called Let's Binge for 3 Days. I said, no, let's do some cocaine. Yeah. Now, most of you people in this room have already taken the first step, so why don't you go ahead and order the book? Get it today and you'll be able to start learning about the over 500 levels of enlightenment when you read, Hey, Let's Do Some Cocaine. Now let me give you a taste, just a little bump of knowledge that you're going to get from the entire chunk if you go ahead and order the book. Level 1, this is where you do some cocaine and you think to yourself, hey, I feel good, I don't know what I was so worried about. Level 2, this is where you do some cocaine and you say to yourself, hey, I feel pretty good, I don't know what I was worried about. And even though you're not anymore, you're convinced you're still in your 20s. Level 3, really? Then I got a million of them! This is where you start to realize the other 400 levels of enlightenment that really do exist in the universe. And then there's level 4. That's when all the laughter in the room gets sucked out and everybody turns into an endless chattering buzzsaw that forms one giant soul-sucking zombie that sucks all the life out of everybody, which leads to level 5, sheer terror and anxiety. And that's when you realize if you really want to be somebody, you've got to really study yourself and know who you are, because that's the only way to be successful. And that's when it leads to level 6. The sun's up and I'm out of book. I better buy some more, and that's okay with me because, hey, I wrote the book, Let's Do Some Cocaine. Are you ready to take this hayride up to the next level? Are you ready to make this thing go faster? Ladies and gentlemen, you couldn't have picked a more fantastical show to go to tonight. You couldn't have picked a more rocktastic show to go to tonight. The greatest 4th of July celebration, the biggest Independence Day party in the country. Put your hands together for the fantastic two!
Bob Rubin. Cleveland. Thank you very much.
Town is a quiet town.
or a riot town. I'm this town. And this town is a love you town. I'll push you down and show you around this town. Is a loser town. It's a miserable town. It's a nowhere town. It's the pits. San Francisco. Glendale. He drilled through it on the way here. Oh, it's a town without pity. Falls apart. Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Welcome to the Tubes at the Rose for the first time, and hopefully for many more times coming up. This is Lance's new club. We played for him for years and years out at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. And actually, we're going to be out there again on the 22nd, a couple of weeks. But this is gorgeous. God damn. This is really nice. It could be a little too nice for us. I mean, can I still, like, spit on the stage and spew garlic and ginger all over the... No. I have to kind of get used to that kind of thing, but it is really nice, and it's kind of it's big, it's beautiful, it's so powerful. It's kind of giving that powerful feeling, that power tools feeling. This is called Power Tools.
Power light, power light.
Somebody has turned off the power, I think. It is our independence tomorrow. It is our Independence Day, and the great thing and the bad thing about that is, I mean, we're a free country. We can do whatever the fuck we want, okay? We can have anybody we want run for president. That's the bad part. I'm pretty much speechless at this point. I really don't know what to say. I'm stunned by the situation that we've got going with the presidential race. I think we could be in real trouble here. Real trouble. I think we could be out of the business altogether.
Please, I'm Yeah, it's nice to be here. It's a little warm. But we'll get through it. You guys just blow. All right. This one's called the Crime Medley.
Thank you.
were such pests. The way you do this is impossible. Yes, sure, always. I have no more time for this. You don't know what I'm up against. Come on, fellas. You're losing your heads. What you're saying is meaningless. I wouldn't direct any actor in Shakespeare like this. You'll never catch me. I won't give up. You'll never take me alive. This is the moment for my own head. Never gonna apply to bed. I might kill somebody trying to escape. There I'm in a mission. You want some previously chewed ginger root to help you with your vocals? No, I have some right here on the floor. Probably not, huh? Okay, well. So, if you're wondering where you could get a straight jacket for your personal usage at home here in Pasadena, just go to monkeydungeon.com. It's true. It's really got it. That's where I got it. Monkey Dungeon. Oh, it's got great stuff. It's got great secret private stuff for your bedroom. Oh, yeah. Or you could get this straight out of the 40s jailhouse rock type prisoner suit from prisonersuits.com. It's actually really itchy, hideously uncomfortable canvas, just like it looks like. It's horrible, but you get that whole feeling of going to jail, and the bonus is it comes with a hat. One size fits all, however. I gotta work for my big head, sorry. Okay, so, it's just to illustrate to you what a prisoner I am. I mean, we're all prisoners in some way, one way or another. Prisoner to your fucking Prius! Never mind. Sorry, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Don't get started, yeah.
No. Yes. I guess you really pretty much don't even have to start me anymore. But, no, I am prisoner to, I am the prisoner of Daenerys, Mother of Dragons, Stormborn. I'm hideously in love with Daenerys. Oh my God, I watch Game of Thrones episodes every week. I watch it like 5-6 times. Like the Battle of the Bastards, oh my God! And the one where she burns up the dragon, one of those guys, and you know, the guys with all the bad mustaches and beards, and she burns them all up and then stands there in the flames naked with her awesome breasts. Sorry. So I'm pretty much an HBO prisoner, and there's really, hold on. Okay. I don't know yet. Whatever it is for you, I know what it is for me, but. Whatever it is, whatever you're a prisoner to, one thing is certain, there's no way out. We'll be right back. you so much. Oh, no way out. Oh, God. There is no way out. Life is pain, and there's no way out. No. Yeah, I mean, you can't get around it. I mean, tomorrow, okay, tomorrow is Monday, we got a holiday. But Tuesday, what? You wake up on Tuesday because you had too many barbecued ribs or beers on Monday, and you feel like shit. Okay, well, which is pretty much my life every day, okay? I have barbecue and ribs and beer every day, pretty much. So I wake up the next morning and I feel like shit. But, you know, I gotta go to work, okay? You gotta get up. You know, it's different. You get up at 7:30 in the morning and go to work. I get up at 7:30 at night and go to work. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. I feel like shit. And you still have to get up and you gotta make a pot of coffee and you gotta get through the day and you gotta grit it out and buck up and all those colloquialisms that don't mean shit because you feel like shit. You know? So, life is pain. But you gotta, you know, what are you gonna do? Shoot yourself in the head? No. You get through it, okay? Life is pain. Pain is my
People in the audience? Because the English love this next number. We were hoping there'd be a few. This one's called Mondo Bondage.
Thank you.
Are you feeling a little more English now? I know I am. This is from our first record. This one's called Up From the Deep.
Thank you.
on the drums, the one, the only, Prairie Prince. Yours truly, Roger Steen. Thank you. All right, we're going to bring out the quiz master himself, Mr. Waybill, or in this number we like to refer to him as Fee Rayburn. He's going to ask you that musical question, what do you want from life? Here we go.
In the privacy of your own home.
picture of Randy Manton. Now fuck Randy Manton. I personally have got a picture of Fee Waitman. Suture coffee pot, and the Pasadena version only had the missionary position. That's all it had.
That's not right.
No, it's Pasadena. It's...
Sorry.
That wasn't Glendale. I'm sorry. His name is Tom. He's a polo player. He's got a nice, it's lovely, lovely little spot you've got here. Pasadena, lovely. It's a little remote, but... no, I'm kidding. Okay, so what's next? Anybody have a we'd like to do a medley of songs by the Stranglers. Walking on the beaches. March and do a tour with the Stranglers, my favorite band of all time. Oh. But no, right now we'd like to do a song that one of our all-time favorite songs from Completion Backward Principle. It's called "I Don't Want to Wait Anymore." And as I always do, I dedicate it to Vince Welnick, our former keyboard player. And Vince is up there with all those 27-year-old boneheads that died. This year was the 10-year anniversary of his death, and we had a little seance, see if Vince would come down and talk to us. But he talks to me every night when I sing this song. He's looking up there like, "You dick! Fucking dickhead! You can't sing that fucking song! Jesus Christ!"
buddy. I love you.
So for all, I mean, a lot of people love this song. I love it.
This is a wedding song for a lot of people. And it means a lot to us. So thank you for having us. I don't want to wait anymore.
I'll show you how it's done. Slap when we get it. drummers. I shit them. Thank you. own drink, but it's Cinco de... Oh, Cuatro de July.
Thank you.
you. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. We will do a meet and greet here very shortly, over right over here on the stage right side. Yeah, well, just give us a couple of minutes and right over here on the, yeah. So you can break away from your texting.